Look at your neighbor, say the devil is a liar. It's one of them songs you're gonna ride down the street in the summer. You're gonna open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing it tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Said I'm gonna run on and see what the end's gonna be.
See what the end's gonna be.
I'm gonna hold on, yeah, till I get my victory. Say the devil is a lie.
Say the devil is.
What the Lord has is for me.
What the Lord has is for me.
Said the devil is a liar.
Said the devil is a liar.
So the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Listen, so I'm gonna stay here. Listen, y'all, I refuse to be run away.
Refuse to be run away.
I'm gonna wait here. And I'ma praise him every day. Hey, y'all say, say the devil is a liar.
Say, say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has is for me.
What the Lord has
right here, y'all say. Gave it to me, Darwin. I want y'all to say this. And the truth has made me free. Y'all got it? Y'all got it? Let me hear you, church, one more time. Say, and the truth has made me free. Oh. You got it, Joe? Come on, one more time. Say, and the truth has made me set free.
Yes, yes, the truth has set me free. And yes, who the Son has set free is free indeed. Welcome this morning to Real Talk with Pastor E. Yes, we're live here from the Now Network studios. And yes, we're going to continue with a variety of Real Talk discussions, dynamic principles based on messages of worship to our God with extravagant respect. Yes, we teach principles that exemplify excellence, commitment, operational efficiency, and loyalty. Our dedicated team is trained to help you meet your God-given purpose in life by helping others uncover and move towards their purpose. family, yes, we are devoted to Jesus. We believe that the door to salvation is always open to those who search of the truth. With open arms, we demonstrate in our ministry God's love and concern for our fellow man and woman at every opportunity we have. Through works of charity and actions in love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, and we will reach the lost and unsaved. Oh, you guys know, will is a promise. We will reach the lost and unsaved. Welcome this morning to Real Talk with Pastor E. I want to ask everyone to continue to stay in prayer. That number situation with T-Mobile is affecting listeners getting on board. We have set up the second call line, but to get people acclimated to that, it takes a lot of help. So I'm asking everybody to share on your pages. When you see the links of the show, say T-Mobile users call 319-527-2216. And then they'll be able to also listen in. Amen. Well, God bless you, family. This is an open broadcast today. We are definitely going to just meet the needs, the specific needs of family and partners and covenant members here on the Now Network. And I continually, when I talk about prayer, the real talk of it is still in James chapter 5. Verse 13. I want to read a couple of scriptures there. Then I want to first bring Minister Terry on board. If you have a prayer request, go ahead and dial one. Let's get ready for it. There's some other events that I want to pray over, some situations that are going on. Pacific needs is this broadcast, Real Talk with Pastor E. Verse 13. If anyone among you suffering, let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. If anyone among you sick, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save. There's that promise again, will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will. Promise again. He will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. See, that word may still is contingent. Have we confessed our trespasses to one another, and have we prayed for one another that you may be healed? The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave him, and the earth produced its fruit. Verse 19, brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. I love this caption here of prayer. But it says it just basically opens the door up. If anyone among you suffering, let him pray. If anyone cheerful, let him sing songs. So that's anyone. If anyone among you sick, let the elders of the church call the elders of the church and let them pray over him. Now, I want to stop right there. That's what's most important, is that a lot of us have specific needs. We're going to keep it real this morning on the broadcast. A lot of us have specific needs, but we don't talk about it. We don't tell anybody. We don't call the prayer partners, and we don't call the network, and we don't get involved in the portion room to call. See, the number one thing we have to take is that when we are suffering, we have to know, we have to pray now for Lord to lead us to the right people. And even when we're suffering, even if when we're cheerful, we have to still stay in an attitude of songs. But if anyone among you sick, let them call. We have to start calling out on each other. But it starts with the relationship in one another, knowing that we are confessing to one another. We are trusting. You know, when you confess, that means you trust. When you're able to really confess the truth to someone, one another. Oh, yes, yeah, sister, talking to you. You're talking to me. Talking to you, brother. Yeah, you're talking to me. But when we can confess to one another, that shows the additive of trust. It means we really trust each other. We're starting to now love each other because we confess our trespasses to one another. But it goes with trust. That call doesn't go because we don't have trust. That petition doesn't go out because we don't have trust. And this segment here is about meeting specific needs. Do you have a specific need? And I know we have the portion room where you say, God, just take care of what people are lacking. But no, when you have a specific need, you got to call for the elders of the church and let them pray over you. Allow them to anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord. And then it says in verse 15, and the prayer of faith will save the sick. And the Lord, see, he takes it over, will raise him up. And that's it. That's the real talk portion this morning. We're not going to go deep into it because I want to bring in Minister Terry with the specific need this morning. Woman of God, good morning. Welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E.
Good morning. Good morning, family. Praise the Lord. Just thanking him for another day, another opportunity to open my eyes to do his will.
Amen.
I thank you, Pastor. Yes, praise the Lord. I thank you, Pastor E, and I thank the mighty woman yesterday for the prayers, because sometimes we can harbor in this. We can pray with our family and pray to ourselves, but sometimes we need the effectual prayer of all the righteous to pray together on one accord and in agreement, you know, for things that's going on. And I feel good just being able to have you guys as a resource to go to for prayer, to pray along with me. But the first, you know, we started praying for my friend Soyla, who's suffering from her trip. Heart attack, so she's had triple bypass. She went to surgery yesterday, and I'm waiting on a good news report from the triple bypass. And then my cousin Kevin, he's a younger cousin, he went for triple bypass also yesterday, so I'm waiting on good news reports from them. But Friday morning, this is my sister Rossin, it's her children's first cousin. He was murdered in San Bernardino Friday morning when he got off from work in front of his home. And now we're hearing it was about 80 shots fired into the home. And one of my nephews is in the home, but he's now here with us. But, you know, it was more people in the home. He was the only one that was murdered. And he was the only one died on the scene. And the evangelist Valentine prayed yesterday. She prayed for the family, his mother, and everything, but I didn't interrupt the prayer because his mother was murdered when he was a child in San Bernardino also. So, you know, it's just been, it's a lot, but, you know, they tell you to cast all your cares on God. Praise the Lord.
Amen. You got to cast it. You know, I am in prayer with you, and I do feel the passion of tragedy, and especially out here in California. It's a lot of, you know, it's not like it used to be, but there are a lot of selfless killings within our own neighborhoods, and it's not even talked about. Nobody's the news is not blasting that out, and it's not acknowledging the fact that our communities need help. Now, this young man was coming home from work.
Home from work, he had worked the swing shift, and he was in front of his home. And this is the home they left, their grandparents left him, and talking on the phone. And they said a car must have came up and just started shooting. And the detective said it was about 80 shot fired into the home. So. Ooh, but I just thank God that no other ones in the house were deceased also, didn't get murdered also. But I say, you know, we don't know when we come here, and especially bodies, and we don't know when we're going to leave here. But we can be assured of where our eternal life is, and that's why I tell people, if you're not in Christ, seek him now. Because we don't know. We just don't know. You know, and I thank him every day for another day. Another minute and another second. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Ooh, yes. Ooh, let me breathe. Ooh, I tell you. You were saying, like, this scripture. James 5:3. Yes, you know, and I was bathing this morning, and I was just praising him and singing him and just thanking him, you know, thanking him for his goodness, thanking him for his love, just thanking him
yes,
for
Lord.
People he has placed in my life, you know. And everybody he placed in your life is maybe a time, but it's a purpose for it. So I just thank him from being able to recognize that every person has a time and a purpose in my life. I just thank God. Ooh,
yes. Mm, thank you, Lord. Well, we want to pray with you because I know you're the foundation in this thing. And that's why God put you on my heart so strong this morning is to, and we know God is already moving. We've already petitioned the prayers. The portion room is full and the anointing and grace and favor. But we want to pray over you strength. We want to pray protection around and about you because even in the midst of sowing into others, the enemy tries to come like a roaring lion and devour those that are in it. You know, when you're intentional, see, we're talking about specific intentional prayers. You're intentional over your family. Now that's when we're supposed to come in and watch your back. Yes, Jesus has your back, but he's in the anointing and the healing of your family. Now, those of us that believe with you in faith, the prayer of faith will heal them. We want to stand with you today and we want to gird you and protect you and honor your call right now as the minister to your family and that foundation of Jesus that's going to spread love even in the midst of tragedy. And I know that someone's going to come to know him as their personal Lord and Savior better than they used to in their church relationship to now a personal relationship. So those are the things we want to pray. Just where we're praying as we're speaking right now, we're in an atmosphere of prayer that effective, fervent prayer of righteousness goes forth in your life right now and moves immediately. No revenge. No revenge. No retaliation. We need the guns to need the guns to drop and we need the violence to stop right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And a lot of people don't know that may be on the line today, the California situation, but San Bernardino is the old Compton and old South Central. Most of the old gang members that were affiliated have now moved out there and started new gangs, new Crip gangs, new blood gangs with a slower environment. San Bernardino is still California, but it's much slower than the Southern California, L.A., Compton, Long Beach area. Out there, it's more country like, you know, so that now it's taking over out there. We're speaking against that right now. We need peace in our communities and we need our governments to do more other than just arresting and creating a lot more havoc. We need help in our governments, in our communities. Yes. And we're praying right now for that also. So in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for Minister Terry and we thank you for her call, her reasonable service, Lord, to go forward, Lord, and honor you. So Lord, be magnified and glorified through her, Lord, but strengthen, protect, gird as we stand in the gap for her, Lord, anoint her and give her the ability to stay strong. So we thank you that it's done. We thank you that you have healed us, Lord. So we rise up right now in victory and we say, Lord, you are God and you are God all by yourself and you are performing your works for us right now by the faith we have to speak it as it's already done. To walk in it like it's already there, to talk it like it's been said, and to agree that you have finished the work. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus today. Amen. Anything you would like to say this morning? As I said, this was an open show. I was really coming on here for some current things going on. I see those callers have not called in, so we're gonna just pass that by, and our prayers are going forward. But I want to give you an opportunity to speak before we get ready to close, and then we'll open the lines up if anybody else has a prayer request or wants to speak to Minister Terry.
You know what, Pastor E, this just the Holy Spirit was telling me this morning to be still and know that I am God. And you know what he told me? You stand on a solid foundation.
Jesus.
Let nothing word. I thank God for Jesus Christ for the strength. That get that strength from him, you know. No trials and tribulations, you know, everything.
Yes,
I've
Lord.
Learned to accept is the will of God. This is what I tell people. We don't know when we come and we don't know where we're going. And I had to learn, Pastor E, forgiveness, to forgive anything. Forgiveness, because the wrath is God's wrath. Ooh, it's not a, you know, so I have to share my knowledge in the Word with all my family and friends that don't have it. That's why I seek more and more of his Word that I can share. And if I don't have it, I'm coming to you. I'm coming to the Now Network family. I'm coming to give to my resources, you know.
Yes.
I said, I just thank God, Pastor E. I thank God that you guys have been here for myself and my family, because you know the tragedies we went through. But I thank God that he has never left or forsaken me. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. You know, this is what I'm saying.
Glory.
What you get in the Word, he gets realize that. Glory be to God, I tell you. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. So, Pastor E, I tell you, you are loved, honored, and appreciated so much, much more than I can tell you, and the Now Network family. Thank you, Lord. I just pray, Pastor E, that anybody that don't have Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, just to seek him now. The time is now. This is not our will, it's the will of God. And I have to say personally, I didn't realize what it was, and a lot of people don't realize what it is, but we have to be here to bring that to their, you know, aware to shake the tree and wake them up.
Yes.
Pastor, I thank you. I thank you today, because I tell you that prayer you have told me, it has strengthened me. Ooh, right now. I say thank you.
Well, God bless you, woman of God. You are loved. You are honored. You're a soldier. And
yeah.
I thank God for, you know, the opportunity to minister with you. Thank God for the opportunity for us to be in covenant. I just thank God for you. And I know that he is working through and for you.
Amen. Praise the Lord all the time, I tell you. Yeah, I'm going to praise him despite the circumstances. I'm going to praise the Lord, I tell you. Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Woo, glory. He's worthy.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is worthy of our praise. I mean, he is so worthy.
You know,
I thank
I'm sitting
God.
Here with my sword, my mom's Bible. Mine's there. I got to get them unpacked upstairs. But I'm with my mom's Bible. She probably say, you using it so much, you got it falling to pieces. But when it comes loose, I put them right back in there. Keep using, you know. Praise the Lord.
Well, I tell you, you know, I have to admit, I have a Bible that's favorite Bible that's missing parts.
Wow.
But I went through and remembered the empty parts. So now, even though it's my favorite Bible and I love that Bible over everything, I now had to go train myself.
Yeah, what's that movie when he was walking and he knew the whole Bible? The Bible was within him.
The Book of Eli.
The Book of Eli. Ooh, you know what? I'm learning. I don't know them all. I'm born to so many, but I know the ones. I know the ones. And I keep learning more and more. The more you read, the more you meditate on it, the more they become too natural. Ooh.
Yes. I'm telling you, when I saw that movie, that was an inspiration for me to just study, and study. And I'm not there yet, but believe me, I'm pushing toward to have that mark that I could just know the word that much. And I'm talking about from first word to last word.
I tell you. Pastor, I enjoy his word. I enjoy it so much. I love him, God. Some people don't know how much he really loves them until they get into his word. Ooh, it'll change. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ changing life.
Oh, that's keeping it real. Jesus Christ will change your life.
He will. Ooh, yes. He'll turn to how you outlook on life, how you look at others. You start loving others. Who do you think you love them like that?
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Amen, family. Well, you know I love you, and you enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
Well, I have some hot water heater problems that I am heading out to deal with as we speak, and I just appreciate the opportunity to speak into your life today, and I thank you for speaking into my life. Amen. It's been real.
I appreciate it. Amen, family.
God bless and enjoy your day. All right.
God bless. Thank you.
Amen. Family, this has been Real Talk for Saturday. We've just talked about being Pacific. If you got to be Pacific about your prayers, but you got to call somebody. You better let somebody know that you have a need and that you're going through something, that's the right person. When you pray, you have to pray first, because he'll lead you to the right number to call. He'll lead you to the right person that will be there in agreement with you, that you can hear God clearly. Amen. God bless you. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. But most importantly, remember, you were beautifully made by God. Don't let nobody tell you different. You are God's greatest miracle. God bless you, family. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.